the snowy owl clicked her beak and fluttered down onto Harry's arm.
"Very smart owl you've got there," chuckled Tom. "Arrived about 5 minutes after you did. If there's anything you need, Mr. Potter, don't hesitate to ask."
He gave another bow and left. Harry sat on his bed for a long time, absent-mindedly stroking Hedwig. The sky outside the window was changing rapidly from deep, velvety blue to cold, steely grey, and then slowly to pink, shot with gold. Harry could hardly believe that he'd only left Privet Drive a few hours ago, that he wasn't expelled, and that he was now facing 2 completely Dursley-free weeks.
"It's been a very weird night, Hedwig," he yawned, and without even removing his glasses, he slumped back onto his pillows and fell asleep.